Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can watch the videos. That's right. We got lots of videos up there. More. We add at least one new one every week, sometimes more. And so check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Colette Leantonio is our guest. She's a new friend. She's the president of Concepts TV. That's her business. She is the queen of infomercials. Colette, thanks again for hanging out with us. Why infomercials?
Infomercials are almost an instant return on your investment, whether it's a good return or a poor return. If you have a short attention span like I do, you know pretty quickly whether or not you have a hit or a miss.
So you like to get quick feedback, don't you?
I love quick feedback, and you know within hours of your spot or show airing whether or not it's selling to the public.
Right.
That's pretty impressive.
Because it has a short shelf life. Basically, it's when you're on the air, and it's direct response. So people either call in or they don't.
Nowadays they don't. What they do is they go online.
Go to the website.
So
yeah.
Where we used to say call now, we say call or click
right
now, because more than half my orders come that way. But the place that the real revenue comes from is retail.
Ah.
Everything we do is a drive to retail. And that's what's so impressive.
You mean your stuff you don't say not available in stores?
If you notice, it will say this offer is not available in stores.
Ah.
The reason is we have to really incentivize you to be spontaneous and order instantly. And so what we do is we give you more premium goodies and products on the air than you'll get in the store.
Right.
Be that as it may, most people will still go to the store because they want to touch and feel and smell
mm-hmm.
the product.
Well, another reason why people don't call, they go to the website instead of calling maybe, is most people have PayPal and they have, or they just like going on the computer and doing it rather than talking to somebody.
Well, you get a lot more information also on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, you know, I've got all of a minute to incentivize you to reach in your pocket, take
right
your wallet out, and order. But online, they get to research a little bit more, and they get to really read about why this product is superior.
Well, they also get an email. They get an email confirmation, and it's a record keeping thing.
Yes.
To some degree. So what would make, how would you advise someone who's got a product and there are a lot of people out there, as you know, who have things that they think, man, if I could just get this on QVC or Home Shopping or whatever, I think I could get rich. What do you think?
I think that ideas are a dime a dozen. And I think if you have an idea, you should go to a patent attorney, patent it, make certain that there's a reason why an infomercial marketer would want your product versus going to Asia and manufacturing something similar.
Right.
Make sure that there's a reason to use you and your product.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody comes to you with an idea, I always say that's very nice. Now do something about it.
Right.
Because ideas are cheap, as we know, and we really can't sell ideas.
Debbie Meyer is a friend of ours.
Oh, wow, yes.
Yeah, she's on the show quite often. You know Debbie.
Okay.
And her cake cutter, and which I tell her is she has the green bags, but she also has the cake cutter. I tell her that, in my opinion, that's her best invention is a cake cutter. But anyway, so what? How would you? Are you taking on new clients? I mean, how does someone do business with your company?
I very often will bring if a client comes in and they don't really have their act together, but they have the kernels of something that are and they have an invention and they have a patent, I bring them to a marketer who has the network and wherewithal to really blitz it. Otherwise, if you're a blip on the screen and you do one little commercial, you've just shown your hand to the world of piracy and said, come and get me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you actually go out there with a good product and a good program, now you can make your dent, your first to market or second to market. That's wonderful.
How would someone find you? How do they find your business? Tell us how they can connect with you.
Well, if they're listening to you right now, concepttv.com, obviously they can find me. But by and large, if you're looking for concepttv.com. Yes, okay. concepttv.com, that's my website.
All right.
And that's how to. They can bring their product to me. I can either introduce them to someone, or if they're fully funded, then I can bring them to market and introduce them to all the players.
What does fully funded mean? What would it take?
You need enough money. The commercial is only a small part of the program. You need to be able to buy media, and strategically buy media, not just any airtime, but airtime that's been proven to sell products on the air.
And you got to have product. You got to be able to have inventory in case people buy the stuff.
Absolutely. You cannot try chest.
So, folks, you're not going to do this for $500 or $1,000. It's going to take a lot more than that.
Well, it doesn't take nearly as much as mainstream image advertising takes.
Right.
I mean, you can introduce a mascara product in our industry for less than $100,000 and be a brand name.
That's how I buy my mascara collection all the time. Hey, will you come back?
Will you come back another?
Oh, yeah, that's where I get my pajama jeans, too. Will you come back another day?
I certainly will anytime.
Congratulations on your success. Thanks for being here and your inspiration, too. Colette Leontonio, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.